You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is a special edition to Pony and Mueller. We have a historic event that is less than an hour away, and that is our inaugural 93.7 The Fan hot dog eating contest. Producers only. Time to shine for the guys behind the scenes. They're 15 minutes of fame. Less than an hour away. It's judgment day for these fellas. All the little things that need to get done, the T's that need to be crossed, the I's that need to be dotted, taking place right now. And before you know it, we will have a new tradition born, the hot dog eating contest. So many ways to consume it. You can listen to it here. You can go to 93.7thefan.com, get it there. You can go to our YouTube page, 93.7thefan, watch it there. We're also going to have it live on Instagram. At 3 o'clock.
At 93.7 The Fan.
Yep.
My neighbor, Chris, I walked out onto the deck this morning.
They're buzzing, Chris. The folks
he was
are
asking
buzzing.
Me, he's like, how can I watch this? I said, got a YouTube page, got an Instagram feed, all of it. My mom, as I walked out the door, my mom and dad watching the boys today. I tell her, yeah, we're doing a hot dog. She goes, what are you guys even talking about this time of year? I said, we're having a hot dog eating contest in the middle of the show. She said, how can I watch or how can I listen? I said, listen,
there is a palpable buzz and there is a fascination
Well,
with this.
And much like with any big event, right, any race, because that's really what this is. It's both a marathon and a sprint. Oftentimes, like with the Kentucky Derby, what's one of the first things you hear about day of? Track conditions, right?
Mm, yes. There is
and
a development.
We've got a big development that is the equivalent of track conditions here.
And those are big dogs.
Oh, girthy
massive
dogs.
Massive wieners.
Yes, huge wieners.
Yep.
Yes. The Sins brand, apparently. Of hot dog because these bad boys are quarter pounders. These are quarter pound hot dogs.
We got the Hawk Tua brand of hot dogs for this one.
I saw the hot dogs that you posted that our pal Chef Homer is purchasing because he's cooking
right
this
now
all.
They're being cooked outside here in Green Tree.
Very talented chef. So these guys are going to be eating some of the highest quality you can eat, but these are at least, because I look at like the calorie counts whenever you see one of these, they are at least double the size of your average hot dog.
The odds makers had to lower the numbers on hot dogs consumed by each contestant immediately after that picture
Pony,
went out.
It reminds me of Steelers-Bills before the game got moved to a better weather day when you couldn't get low enough for the over-under.
The total, because of the wind, we thought it would favor the Steelers because it would just be a run and defense game. It would neutralize the air attack of the Bills.
People thought that that over-under couldn't get low enough till they decided to move the game. Same kind of development here.
Big hot dogs.
We've got...
I think that favors Harry Callis. I'm going to come right out and say it. He's a big man. He's large and in charge.
It's a sheer space, how much space do you have?
But I think that some will look at it and there will be a fear factor right away because the dogs are so big.
Yeah, like it's a slow track. It's a muddy track.
Can you
I
get
can't
it down?
Run this.
Yep.
Well, I don't think Harry's going to have any such problems, but I do think the over-under, Greg McAtee, traffic over there at AM.
Saying Callis would put down at least 20.
If anybody hits 11, I will be highly impressed.
Callis has their strategy has been discussed plenty amongst the producers on how to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Callis is the plus 150 favorite, according to a local bookmaker. This
There's
is
Chef
what
Homer
he said
right now,
this morning.
Walking through the halls with hot dogs in a heating plate.
This is what he said this morning about his strategy for today.
I want to go in there like, you know what? I absolutely need a meal. I need to eat something, and that's when I'm at my best. So maybe I'll have like an apple juice or something like I usually do in the morning. Just going to skip the Pop-Tarts, skip the oatmeal shake. I'm not doing any of that. Just going to go just with some liquids, and then we'll see. It's been a lot of water, too, though. That'll help, a lot of water.
I hate it for him. If I were betting on this, The short odds already scare me off. There's not enough value in Callis. And hearing this empty stomach approach, just the apple juice diet before...
I will say he's, I think,
trying... How about a light breakfast?
I think he's trying to stretch his stomach with all the water. I know it goes to your
bladder.
But
apple juice, Chris?
I know.
Apple juice makes you go to the bathroom.
Like number one.
Maybe number two.
I've never heard of apple juice having a laxative effect here.
You don't think?
I've just never heard of that being the case.
Look it up.
I know coffee has a laxative effect.
I don't think he's a coffee drinker.
If he was, can you imagine what would come out of him in the morning?
But the same thing. I mean, if he's drinking all these liquids, he might have to pee himself during the event. Yeah, I don't think that's a smart strategy.
At first, I would have thought that's a bad strategy by him, just like you did. Because I told him last Friday, you can't go in on an empty stomach. But then we've had Kobayashi documentaries going in the back instead of pro wrestling today or anything like that. And Joey Chestnut, the man who dethroned Kobayashi and established himself as the GOAT of competitive eating, his apparent strategy for the Nathans was 3 days out, he would eat some salmon. That, for some reason, that was it. 2 days out.
Nice lean protein.
2 days out, liquid diet. Day before, full fast into the day of.
Oh.
So this is a man who has wolfed down, I believe, 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Well, Callis has also made it personal with one of the other producers who's in this event.
Dom DiTomaso is somebody that I'm not actually a huge fan of right now, because this dude was saying that, remember last year, and I have not let this go. Last year, this man said that it would be better for the world if I were sacrificed to aliens.
Did you say that? That it would be good for all of mankind and humanity to...
For Harry to be sacrificed to
the aliens?
Aliens
came down, we gave him as our, please leave us alone, you can have Harry Callis, you can have a feast of Callis. Did you say that?
No, what I said was...
Leave the planet, take the Callis.
No, I said, because the conversation was, I thought Matt Cole would get eaten by aliens if they came to Green Tree. And I said, if Matt was smart, he would feed Callis to the aliens, and then they would get full and wouldn't eat Matt. So that's what I said.
So you're saying Callis could have fed an entire invading alien force.
And he also didn't know that this was going to stick in Callis's craw for a year.
You want to talk about Michael Jordan's chip on the shoulder, bulletin board material? He sounds pissed at you, Dom.
So Callis is going empty stomach. Dom went to a gas station last night and ate a bunch of hot dogs with all kinds of toppings, and is having gastrointestinal issues today.
The very thing
that we thought was going to hold Callis back in this event is something that Dom is dealing with.
Well, Dom is
and why Dom's odds have been lowered to 15-1 to win.
Dom is physically the Kobayashi of this. He's the smallest guy in it, and I will say this about...
Is he smaller than Seth? Because Seth is a gamer, my friend.
Well, Seth,
he got here an hour
Seth's
ago.
Like
he was
strong.
The first producer
Seth
to show up.
He would kick Dom's ass.
He's got a
fight.
Headband on. He's got the water all set
he's
up
got
to
his
go.
Big
he's got
Philadelphia
a dip.
Eagles Kelsey shirt on.
Yep. He said, I was pissed off that Callis never mentioned me this morning when he was talking about the contenders and the guys that
what
can knock
his
him
odds?
Off.
What's Seth's odds?
He's 4-1.
Man, I love that.
That's a nice ticket.
It's a very nice ticket. You put a 25 spot down on him, you're bringing home $100.
Why did you go with the gas station hot dog the night before approach? What got into you?
So my thought was, if I practiced the night before, I would know what I'm getting myself into. And I actually...
The time for practice was weeks ago. This is like cramming for a test.
Right.
You don't practice the night before for this. The time to prepare for this contest was when it was first announced.
You might have hot dog fatigue because of all the practicing you did last night.
You were putting pickles on hot dogs last night.
It's fatigue, and I'm telling you, no joke. My stomach just feels horrible right now.
But is it nerves?
No, it's like there's like acid reflux going on.
He's not telling the whole truth. It wasn't just you cramming hot dogs. You were eating all kinds of junk last night.
And so...
What else did you do?
So we went to this gas station. I ate all the hot dogs. I then went and played soccer for about 2 hours. And then went and had ice cream after.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
That's why you're not feeling good.
So like a bunch of hot dogs, work out hard, and then wash it down with ice cream.
We've got an apple juice verdict. To go back to the Callis part, Jeff in South Park, apple juice will absolutely give you the runs.
See?
Never knew.
Donnie, who did the morning show, and that's why you're not hearing his voice, but he will be here ready to go. Couple things with his strategy for this. Number one, the workout strategy. He said, I'm going to do a big workout to give myself a big appetite.
That's a pretty good idea, man. He's going to be ravenous.
I have the exact opposite. workouts make me tired and lethargic afterwards, where like I'm spent. I don't want to eat a big meal after I've just pumped iron.
I've experienced what you're discussing or describing there, where I'm like, actually, I have no appetite. But more often than not, that feeling passes within like 20 or 30 minutes. Like if I go on a fairly long, fairly hard paced run, 30 minutes after, I'm like, I don't want to eat anything. I want to rehydrate. But then the hunger hits. So I do think there's something.
So it's a timing thing.
Yeah, I do think there's something to that for him. And he's going to have the only definitive emotional moral support here of anyone.
Sarah's coming.
His girlfriend Sarah is coming.
I don't agree with that move, Chris.
Peer, like, performance pressure?
Do you feel like Rocky fought better with Adrian in the house?
Didn't he banish her from ringside in some of these
fights? That's what I mean.
But he won in Rocky IV with her. No, wait. Was she there in Rocky IV?
Jack Kilgrove is here. Get in here, Jack.
Yeah, Jack remember knows. He was having crappy training, and then Adrian came with him in Rocky IV, and he won.
Jack Kilgrove is so excited for this event. He texted me weeks ago and said, whatever I can do to be a part of this, please include me in the hot dog eating contest. I know I can't participate because I'm not a producer, but I want in some capacity, and that's why he's here as the official timekeeper, and he'll also be tracking.
Hold on, Jack. Switch your mics. You're on the wrong mic. No. You can swing this one over. Get on that one. There we go.
I'm never usually over.
You could not wait to become a part of this event.
I'm fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm
And you've been
up.
Here for 3 hours, actually. You got here before Chris and I today. You're so elated to be a part of this.
And you have, I think, the toughest. At first, I thought you had a very ceremonial job, and my worry was that because you're so eager, you'd try to over-insert yourself into the proceedings. But now the more I think about it, you probably have the most important job here. In a very chaotic room over there, you've got to keep an accurate
account.
I'll
be dialed in.
Like, I'm taught, you have, to your credit, you have gone over what constitutes a completed hot dog. We all agree on the air. If a hot dog, the last bite has been consumed and it's being chewed, while the timer goes off for 10 minutes, that hot dog counts.
If you get the hot dog, the last bite or the last
into
piece
your
in your mouth before zero,
and you don't
you're
spit
allowed
any
to
of
chew
it out, yes.
it and finish it.
You can
it.
Chew it yes. out on your own terms.
Yeah, and that could, like, if it's the total 7, then it becomes 8.
Correct.
After, yeah.
That's correct. So that could decide this thing.
It could, absolutely.
But if you try to stuff an entire hot dog in
and
your mouth,
and you puke, you're disqualified.
Or you just can't chew the whole thing up, you spit it out, that doesn't count.
Now, you've known Donnie for years going back to your college days. Yep. What do you make of bringing the girlfriend in here as part of it? I know beforehand you weren't really keen on it.
It's a bold move on Donnie's part.
I agree.
But knowing Sarah, she's a delight.
She is.
I think she wants to be here just to take it
all
in.
Do you think she's going to get...
Is she going to be turned on by it, you think?
I doubt it.
Do you know what a hot dog eating contest look like? Or looks like,
excuse me? Well, Zangrilli said he stopped eating hot dogs.
Turned on by it? What's wrong with you?
Dan said he went to the Nathan's and it grossed him out so much he hasn't really liked hot dogs since. There is a small part of me that's scared that that's going to happen to me today. That we're going to watch this animalistic, primal contest.
Is it really
going to
be that way? Dom's going to be there opening mustard packets, like gently putting.
Are you really
going to
put condiments on your hot dogs?
I was thinking about it. Probably not.
Why?
It's going to waste time.
Who's going
to
be?
You're
the
not
most...
allowed to put the condiments on before it starts. You have to.
Yeah, no, you have to waste stupid. Your own time.
What do you mean it's stupid?
Stupid.
If we want to put condiments on, we should be allowed to do that before. It's
no,
part of the prep.
No, absolutely not.
No. There's no prep. You just eat.
Is there a Nathan's rule for condiments? Like, has that ever been established?
I think those guys are all so business oriented. No,
I think they'd scoff at the very idea of condiments.
Yeah. Chestnut,
they'd look
Chestnut
at you
holds
as a joke.
Chestnut holds out a cup of water and says, "This is the condiment."
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 20 minutes away from the first ever Fan Hot Dog Eating Contest. The Golden Jug is here, ready to go to the winner, along with a $500 cash prize. Some of our listeners think that Austin should have better than 30-1 odds now that there's a jug up for grabs because of the drought and the cold streak he's got going on.
But that would suggest that he is not, in fact, good at grabbing a jug or jugs.
Well, he was telling Joe that he's got some irons in the fire.
Well, good for
off
him.
The air today. Is that like back in high school when you'd say, oh, yeah, I have a girlfriend. She lives
in Canada.
Sweden.
She's a Canadian girlfriend, or she lives in Ohio. Yeah, she would come and hang out, but she doesn't really think you guys are cool enough. I described you guys to her. Yeah.
Let's hear from some of our listeners on this. Starting with Ethan and Plum. Hello, Ethan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How you doing? How are you?
Hey, man.
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. We're good. What do you got for us?
I'm thinking about how many hot dogs I can eat in a minute. I would say, I'm going to say between 13 and 15.
In a minute?
In 15 minutes.
It's 10 minutes.
And they're quarter-pound hot dogs.
They're gigantic hot dogs. They're the opposite of Kenny Pickett
dogs. If these hot
dogs
had a theme song, it would be bow-chicka-bow-wow.
Yeah, these are big dogs, Ethan.
I could put down about 8 to 9.
8 to 9.
You think that would be enough to beat Harry Callis and Donnie?
I think there's a chance 8 to 9 gets it done here.
Is this really a two-horse race? Is this
Seth's being just remarkably overlooked here.
Remarkably overlooked? He has the third best odds.
But you just called it a two-horse race.
Well, that's what the listeners think. Listeners think it's Donnie versus Callis.
They shouldn't. I just saw T-Bird walking by drinking water, all business.
Really?
Yeah. You know what?
He has horrendous odds.
T-Bird is like our second in command.
6 to 1. Actually, not that bad.
To our chief engineer, Vic. T-Bird might be stressing over the engineering setup here, and a stress kind of situation would make me hungry.
A stressful eater, yeah.
Yeah?
Eat your feelings. Well, he might smoke a lot of pot beforehand. We talked about that. We're not like drug testing these guys.
Would that be the ultimate PED for this? I said prednisone. Hillgrove, you ever been on prednisone?
No.
Gives you a big case of the munchies.
Seth said he's prescribed it. He could take it beforhand. More reason to like him.
I have a question.
Oh my God, dude. If he's on prednisone, that feels like
along with that killer instinct he's been showing.
That feels like throwing a little bit of Winstrol in Barbara.
Yeah,
there.
Jackie, you have a question?
Yeah, I don't think we've talked about this, and I think it potentially can play a huge factor. What's the bun situation like?
Normal buns, I would think.
But if the buns are
there to accommodate a bigger than normal hot dog, yeah, that's more starch, more bun.
I think we could run into a situation where some guys have more of a problem with the bread than the
Oh, I don't even think there's a question of that. I think the bread is going to be the problem.
But here's why
Seth has already gone with the dunk it in water approach.
Oh man. He is a driven, serious individual. I like Seth.
It was the first time I met him today.
He is a driven,
he's been here longer
guy.
Than anybody else. He was doing push-ups in the back to get up for this.
Would you say his odds were 4 to 1?
4 to 1. You going to bet that?
He is.
You going to do your boy Donnie
I'm
like that?
I'm partial to Donnie.
What's I feel like this is going to be
the odds?
2 to 1.
I don't like that for Donnie. I don't think that's good odds. I don't think that's enough juice for the squeeze there.
Is anybody going to address the elephant in the room that Jack very well could be in cahoots with Donnie?
Cahoots!
In what way? How would that tag team work?
Well, apparently Jack is counting the hot dogs. I could see him like...
What if Jack paid him to take a dive?
Well, hold on, though. Each plate is going to start with 10 hot dogs. Yeah. So...
If the plate is clean, then that's 10.
Yeah, I mean...
And then if we have to go... I'll make a prediction.
How would they cheat? Like, Jack puts one in his pocket?
The only text that Donnie has sent me in the last 24 hours was today at 1:43, and it says, and I quote, "Sarah is coming to watch, LOL." So I haven't talked to him about it at all.
If I'll make a prediction right now. I think if there is an empty plate in front of anybody at the end of 10 minutes, that's going to be your winner. I don't think we're going to be going to extra dogs.
Maddie's
right
next. Hello, Maddie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
Hey. I think... that, and I'm just strategically thinking about this, if you take a nice big hunk out of half the dog and you get it down in about 20 seconds, you're going to average less than a dog per minute. So you might see someone finish the plate and move on to extras. Who knows?
Maddie, these are quarter pound
hot
dogs,
the biggest bite possible with each hot dog to start, and then...
Yes, and take about 20 seconds to chew it, and then get the other half down in about 20, 30
I got a text here.
So a two-bite hot dog, two-bite per dog.
No way. Yeah. Two bites? What are these people, animals? Are they literal, like, jungle cats?
Well, that's why Charlie Borges had to pull out, because of his esophageal issue.
And now that looks like a prophetic move here. It's a wise move. Zeiss, I've seen the buns. That is a lot of bread to add to already big hot dogs.
Oh!
If someone gets to 8 or 9, it will be an upset.
See, that if the buns match the meat of the dog, I think maybe 6 or 7.
And what was Zeiss saying today about his eating skills? I've already seen the buns, not something Austin says often.
Dom, what was he saying about like the amount of pancakes he's eaten in a sitting?
Yeah, yesterday he said that in his prime, he once ate 30 pancakes in a sitting, 18 donuts in a sitting, 28 slices of pizza in a sitting.
The 30 pancakes blows me away because pancakes are heavy.
They're,
man,
heavy duty eating. Would it surprise you, Pony, to know that fake John and Robinson has done competitive eating?
No.
He's also apparently very good at it. And he said, if I were in this, I would win. He basically makes it out to be a mental and strategic game, though. It's not about actually like enjoying what you're doing at
Here
all.
Here is UPS Nick, the man who went
provided the trophy,
the golden jug, which hopefully Austin is not in the back right now fondling to get himself ready for today's event. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
How's everybody doing today?
Oh, there's a palpable buzz and there's palpable anticipation,
Nick,
here,
what are you thinking? Is Donnie the real favorite in this thing?
See, I originally had Harry Callis. Because, I mean, you heard him yesterday. I'm large and I'm in charge.
He did say that.
So, but now, after hearing this news today, I have to switch it. I got to go with Donnie Football because with him, you know, getting the good workout in today, yep. I originally said it at Donnie -1.5 with that workout. But now since Sarah's going to be there, Donnie -2.5 without a doubt.
Wow. He thinks he gets a girlfriend bump.
The anti-Adrian bump. You can't win. No, yeah, Sarah's going to be very much cheering him
on.
And
I've been told Dorn had better things to do and Crowley didn't want to show up to support Callis either. So I would actually take that as motivation.
Zeiss tweets and says everyone's playing second to Donnie. He's the most competitive of the bunch and has the mental toughness to fight
through. I don't think that's true. I think Seth is the most competitive guy out there.
But I think with Callis, it's like if you're dead, then want to show up for your game. It's like he was embarrassed by how little playing time you got or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's how Callis has got to look at the lack of support from the morning show guys.
Maybe they're just going to pull a fast one on him, and in true Harry Callis fashion, they'll both show up late.
This is the 93.7 The Fan Hot Dog Eating Contest pregame show. In less than a half hour, live from Odyssey, Pittsburgh, this event will take place. It will forever be known, just like Bart Starr in Super Bowl I, MVP of that game, Packers and Chiefs. You're the first one to do it. There's only one first, and you will set the standard and be the guy that will forever be known as the guy that did it before anyone else. So there's a lot of accolades and prestige that come with this.
You made me just think of something. You jogged my memory and other things somebody could have done. It's a risky strategy to be great for this.
Mm.
Who was famous in Super Bowl? Was it 1 or 2?
Max
for being
McGee
hungover?
Was hungover in Super Bowl I.
And what hits better when you are hungover and finally ready to
greasy
eat than
foods.
A hot dog?
That's a great point. Well, Donnie went to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert last night.
But
he
worked in the morning.
He worked too early. I agree.
Can't possibly have been hungover for work.
Bunch of ways to take part in this. 93.7thefan.com. You can stream it there. You can listen on the radio like you always listen to us. Also, our YouTube page, 93.7 The Fan, there's a video stream. Our theater looks gorgeous for this. Steven Tyler has performed in there. Taylor Swift and now Harry Callis will be devouring hot dogs in there.
Steven Tyler has performed in there?
Steven Taylor?
Steven Tyler like Aerosmith?
Yes, you didn't know that? That's a true story.
No, I believe you. I just must have missed. Yeah. Taylor Swift?
Yep. All true. They've all been in there, and now this next event. You can also check it out on our Instagram page, Instagram Live, 93.7 on Instagram. We have been really coming around to our next guest and thinking at 4-1, he has a chance to win this thing because of the dedication he has shown, the $500 prize, the golden jug, and all of the accolades that come with it. And that is Seth Lundy, a.k.a. Seth Davis, who is a part-time producer here and a night producer and for a long time an on-site producer. And Chris, he's attacked this contest and he's taking slights. He's even, like Kobe Bryant would do, he's looking for things in his opponents, little potential weaknesses. Mm-hmm. He came in here during the break and said, I don't like where Kalis's head is at. He's already sweating.
Seth, you look like... I don't know.
You have a headband on. I mean, he's ready to go.
I don't know if you're the most competitive guy here. I think Donnie's pretty competitive. I think Kalis is way too much of a born nice guy.
Well, he's too cavalier from the sounds of things. He's counting his chickens before they hatch.
He's overconfident. Seth, you look and speak like a man who is just fully prepared for what he's going into here.
Right here? Yeah, for this? Of course.
How many days would you say you have spent focusing on this task?
I have watched... ton of videos of Chestnut.
How many
Stony.
Hours?
Chestnut's his muse.
How many hours of videos have you watched?
Probably at least about 10 hours.
Ten hours
for the whole
film?
Week.
You're doing film study.
I watched video. I watched method, strategy. I haven't actually ate a hot dog all week because I didn't want to get like tired of it. So I'm like...
Bold strategy, the opposite of what Dom did. Did you like the idea of Dom eating a bunch of hot dogs last night at a gas station?
I didn't like the toppings. But I like the
what about the buns?
The buns strategy.
Everyone's hung up on the buns. They think it's going to be a very big bugaboo for everyone eating.
Yeah, do you have a bun strategy?
I'm dunking it.
So we have a dunker,
folks.
Do you think you can surmount the grossness factor
there?
Dog in one hand, while I'm eating the dog, the bun in the water, soaking, ready to go.
Oh.
I brought my own cup, so because it's big enough to
see what you're up against, Dom. See what you're up against in here. See what you've bit off more than you can chew in this competition.
This guy's a man possessed.
I'm not denying that. I feel like I'm about to puke right now, man.
Yeah, this is kind of messed up.
I messed up. I screwed up. At least I'm competing, though. Charlie's not even competing.
Oh, well, here Charlie he is. The buck stops here. Dom is deciding he's going to pass the buck.
Hold on a second. I don't disagree with him on that because Charlie stormed in because Charlie will be running the board while Dom and Donnie participate. He needs to make sure Mary Hours gets all set up with the anthem and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Borges has this... very rare, it affects like 0.001% of the population, this thin esophagus disease where his dad has to have an esophagus enlargement procedure done once a year, and he thinks he might need at some point in life the same thing. It's a hereditary issue. But he said, if not for my esophagus problem, I'd cook these guys. I'd win the contest. That's real easy to say. You know, that's
like looking at like Usain Bolt sprinting and having like, I don't know, missing several toes on your foot and saying, if I had all 10 toes, pal,
right?
You watch, I'd be, you know, blowing past these guys.
Yeah, he's talking smack from his ivory tower looking down on everybody that's in this thing.
I'm watching you, Borges. I'm looking at you right now through the glass. Stop talking trash.
So, Seth, how many hot dogs do you think you ultimately eat here? What's the golden number for you? What are you shooting for?
The goal is double digits.
Double digits?
Yeah.
Even with the bigger hot dogs?
Yeah.
And who do you think
I think if I can get double digits, I have a really good chance of being the top.
And who do you think your chief competition is?
It's going to be Donnie and Kalis.
I think if you get to 10, you win.
You think 10?
10. I think if you get to 10, I think you win.
I was thinking before I saw the size of the hot dog, I was thinking 6.
Pony, I'm not saying this because we have started to pick up steam with our guy Seth here, and we think he might have some real momentum. What if he or anybody else does something unheard of, like Tiger at the 2000 U.S. Open and eats like 27?
Then I think we'd have to consider getting them into the real hot dog eating contest next year in Coney Island.
I mean, because if he ate 27 quarter pound dogs, that's basically eating 55 hot dogs.
Yeah. Like, what if we actually...
What if we see history here?
We breed or we create the next great
eating
champion. Yeah.
Would you go by Seth Lundy, even though that's not your last name? Would you call it your hot dog eating name is Lundy?
Of course. Here's
Curtis on the fan with some takes on this. Hello, Curtis.
How you doing, guys?
Curtis, you sound like you might have been able to throw down some hot dogs in your day. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
How many what do you think you could do in 10 minutes?
Quarter pound dogs, I've done regular dogs, I've done 18.
Oh, man, you sound like you could have won this
thing. All right, so give Seth some advice. You think the dip in the bun and the hot dog in the water is the right way to go?
I have a couple things, like somebody said something about the prednisone.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. That's a medicine that you have to build up in your system. So
you didn't do it, Seth? Did you do the prednisone?
I have prednisone because Chris was talking about yesterday. I have it, but I didn't, like he said, I didn't build up.
No performance enhancers from you.
I didn't build up.
Curtis, I can't believe we got an educated prednisone take out of a caller today.
He's doing it clean, Curtis.
3 kidney transplants will do that.
Okay.
Holy crap.
So anyway, as for the pot, that's a definite, but make sure you smoke sativa, not indica, because you don't want to be falling asleep.
You don't want to be into couch, as they say, Curtis.
And that might be T-Bird strategy. Okay, and then you have another pointer.
Oh, my God, Donnie just walked in.
So,
oh no, his gear.
If you're sitting at home on a couch and eating and watching TV, do you eat much more rather than when you're sitting on the table at the table eating?
When yeah, you do.
TV, your mind's elsewhere. So my thing is, I put a video of something I was really interested in on while I ate, because it's no longer a speed thing now because the hot dogs are so big. It's more of
a focus thing.
A focus thing. So get your mind off the hot dogs. Watch something while you're eating
Distract
them.
Distract yourself. It's like listening to music when you're running a marathon or something like that. Good advice from Curtis there.
Man, three kidney transplants. God bless you, brother.
Yeah. We have a little bit of news from Sean, by the way.
Go ahead.
So you remember how Callis said that his plan was to drink mostly apple juice? We have been told Callis has already pooped out the apple juice.
How do you poop out apple juice? It's juice, for crying out loud.
Oh, so he tried to cleanse his system
before
this even started. Well, that might work, Chris.
Not a bad strategy. I'm reeling from Curtis there, man. That was like a very educated phone call.
So we are going to move over to the Bowser Theater here right next door, and we will start the official coverage of this. National Anthem, Josh Rountree, our play-by-play guy, ready to go. He'll have the call. Chris and I will be the color analysts, and at 3 o'clock sharp, our first hot dog eating contest will commence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.